Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
To every politician who is using rhetoric, demonizing ICE and demonizing CBP, stop. To every politician demanding that ICE agents be doxxed and calling for people to go after their families, stop. This has very real consequences.
After defending free speech of a late-night comic, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is calling for cooling the rhetoric on immigration officers. Three people were shot, two fatally, at a Dallas ICE detention center. The FBI released a picture of an unspent bullet casing found at the scene with the words anti-ICE written on it. All those shot were detainees, not immigration officers. The sniper apparently died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Democrats say political violence is unacceptable, but argue Cruz is distorting their resistance to ICE. The FBI announced yesterday that they had found classified documents in former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton's D.C. office. The neoconservative has become a fierce critic of President Donald Trump, but media reports say his careless handling of secrets may have revealed them to foreign actors. A federal judge has ruled that Trump illegally fired 20 inspectors general, but allowed the firings to stand. The judge ruled that Trump did not provide the required notice to Congress before firing the watchdogs, but if they're reinstated, could begin the process at any time. The sides are jockeying over who gets the blame for a government shutdown expected in a week. Republicans are backing a clean continuing resolution to fund the government at current levels until mid-November. Democrats are demanding Congress reverse cuts to Medicaid and extend subsidies for ACA plans. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Trump has canceled a meeting to negotiate.
Republicans have clearly demonstrated they want to shut the government down. Throughout this process, an intentional decision was made by Republican leadership in the House and the Senate not to have a single conversation with Democrats. They're not even pretending as if they want to find common ground.
Trump is expected to sign an agreement to transfer ownership of China-based social media company TikTok to a group of American investors. A bipartisan law forcing the sale of the video platform with 170 million users here followed warnings it could be a national security risk. Former Democratic Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger is being endorsed for governor by the Virginia Police Benevolent Association. Spanberger is a centrist who has worked as a CIA officer. Rich Goska with the association says they are hoping to gain collective bargaining rights that they now lack.
With police officers who've got to adhere to strict policies and laws and all this framework in their job, but they don't get any say into their employment. And what they're looking for is to have a contract that they can look at.
Spanberger's Republican opponent, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle Sears, was endorsed by the association when running for her current office. The lieutenant governor says police should get a targeted tax break. At a UN climate summit, China is pledging to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 7-10% in a decade, expanding renewables sixfold and making electric cars common. I'm Simone Perez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.